Welcome back to our community forum, and welcome back to a continuing series of conversations with candidates for Congress in the 50th Congressional District. The Libertarian candidate, and the only Libertarian candidate in the list of 18, is Paul King, and joins us now in studio. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Roger.
How are you?
Very good. Having fun with the election.
Having fun with the election. You are having fun. Look, not a Libertarian has ever won for Congress. Why are you running?
I'm running because I believe in the principles of liberty. I believe in liberty and having many choices in a political context are good values, and control and conformity are bad values. And I want to push those values.
Now, in terms of your background, what is it about your background, training, education, experience that would be the most convincing sell point for the voters why Paul King should be in Congress?
Well, it's always self-serving to talk about myself, but the truth is this.
You're a candidate. You're supposed to be self-serving. This is the concept.
I agree. There's really nothing particularly. I'm not particularly talented at passing laws or passing bills. I just, I go back to those. I have to make the choices. Do I want to live in a society where people are self-sufficient and independent, or want to live in a society where people are dependent on government, politicians, and bureaucrats to get their things? So I'm here fighting for those things I believe in. Again, there's nothing special about me. I accept what I believe.
All right. And let's talk about what you believe then. If you were a congressman, would you have voted for the Patriot Act?
No.
Would you have voted for the Bush tax cuts?
Well, I would like to make them a lot deeper. They're actually not tax cuts. They're actually, they're rate cuts. They're tax rate cuts. And what they do is they generate more revenue to the federal government. So I would like to make them deeper cuts so that they're actually revenue neutral. But the true tax on the American people is the amount government spends, regardless of how you finance it. So until we grapple the issue of spending, we can put off and delay by borrowing and so forth. But until we grapple with the issue of spending, we really haven't cut taxes. We're just putting them off.
On the subject of spending, what would you spend, if you were a member of the House of Representatives, what would you like to see spent less on by the... That isn't very elegant. What would you like to see the federal government spend less on? Okay, that's the best I can do.
Well, really, virtually everything. I think we spend too much on everything. Look, in the past 5 years, spending has gone up $1 trillion per year. That means it took us 225 years to get the $1.8 trillion. And in just 5 years, we've increased that spending by 55% to $2.8 trillion. And there's no end in sight, and we keep borrowing. The Fed keeps printing money, I think about $750 billion in M3 money supply last year. And look, at some point, it may feel really good right now, but at some point, we keep borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Peter wants to get paid back.
All right, Paul King for Congress, the Libertarian. And in this race, the obvious concern is about ethics because of Cunningham. Any proposals in that issue?
Well, the issue of ethics, I mean, I'll say I'm an ethical guy. What can I say? But I'm not taking money from any PACs. They haven't offered me any. I suppose if they did, I would take some. But I think really it's up to the American people to decide what we're going to put up with and what we're not. And again, when there's a $2.8 trillion budget, that's an awful lot of money, folks. It's hard to keep track of where that money's going and how many people are dealing with it and who wants a piece of it. By the way, I do have three issues that I'm dealing with. But one of them is bring the politicians home from Washington. And let them, we have fax machines, cell phones, satellites in space. They don't need to be in Washington where they're surrounded by people that want your money. They're surrounded by people, I think it's 66.
So you want a virtual Congress where people meet on the internet from their district.
They can go hug each other for 2 weeks every year and go meet and so forth. But yeah, a virtual Congress, that would be great, where they actually live in their district and have to meet their constituents on a daily basis rather than bureaucrats and lobbyists. Yeah, I like that idea.
All right. So, Paul King, Libertarian for Congress in the 50th. You're getting around the district. You're talking to people. What's the biggest issue they're talking about?
Well, to me, it's always spending.
No, that's not the question.
The question
is, what are the constituents talking about?
They talk about all different things. They've asked about schooling, education. They talk about the border. They bring up everything. I really don't. I haven't seen one particular issue come ahead of any other.
All right. In your debates, you talk, you've met all the other candidates and so forth. You're going to be, as a Libertarian, you're going to be on the ballot on April 11th. You'll be on the ballot again in June because there's no other Libertarian running. You're going to be the Libertarian candidate. Do you think that those folks who want a more limited government, lower spending, and the kinds of things you're talking about today would vote for you are taking away from the chances of the Republicans keeping this and opening the way for a real socialist, Ms. Busby, to be the congresswoman from this area?
Well, that's a good question. If I win on April 11th, which I'm going to,
You're going to win your party's endorsement.
I'm going to win the party's endorsements. Right, exactly. And Miss Busby runs. Now, it depends on who she's running against, I would say. But the great thing is it's a gerrymandered district. So if she gets in and she's running against somebody horrible, you can always vote her out next November. So, she's not going to win another time around. Whereas if you vote in a bad Republican, he's going to be there for the next 30 years.
Now, this is Steve Spence's article in the California Republican Assembly, smearing Bill Bray on behalf of Bill Morrow or whoever it is they're supporting, because they say, well, better we let Busby get in than get a bad Republican. You agree with that?
Well, I'm not with that committee, but yeah, sure. I would say then you can get rid of her in 6 months.
Let me ask my question.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how many incumbent members of the House are defeated each time?
None. Exactly.
So you're blithely assuming she'd be defeated in 2 years.
Well, yeah, because
that's not the statistics. That's not the history.
Well, the history is we got a 47% to 34% Republicans versus Democrats in this district. So, yeah, I really think she would be defeated if you had a good Republican. Now, for instance, there's a couple of Republicans running on socializing medicine. I don't want those people in there. I don't want them to win, and I don't want them to be there for 30 years.
Which ones are running on socialized medicine?
Well, I've heard Alan UK saying he wants the German-style system, and there was another one. I don't remember his name, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's quite a lot of them.
And what I'm afraid of...
Well, do you like, by the way?
You know, I like a few of them. I like Howard Kaloogian has always been, I think, a good on fiscal issues. I like Eric Roach.
Yeah.
I think he's a really pleasant guy and has on fiscal issues, once again, is, I think, very reliable. I'd much rather run against, as you're saying, Brian Bilbray. It'd be much better for me because a lot of Republicans don't like him. So I might actually win some votes by that.
All right. Very good. Well, you are running against Brian
Bilbray. That's right.
As a matter of fact, April 11th, of course, the election, special election day for the 50th Congressional District. Paul King is the Libertarian candidate. Now, speaking of the border, the Libertarian Party position is and always has been open borders. What do you think about what's going on today?
Well, again, that's the ideal. The ideal would be in free society. People could come and go and freely. However, we have a problem. We have a socialist oligarchy right next to the freest country in the world, and people are pouring into this country.
You're talking about Mexico.
Fleeing. Yeah. The socialist oligarchy is Mexico. They're fleeing this country. You would know these numbers better than me, but 1 million people a year, and they're defying horrible conditions to get over here. And then what I saw in the protest today that actually turned me partly against them, and these are, is they're holding up Mexican flags. Well, wait a minute, folks. That's the place you came from to get away from. So if they were holding up American flags and saying, we love America, we want to be here, I would have far more sympathy for them. But to hold up the Mexican flag and say, that place was so horrible, I fleed and I exiled myself from there, and I'm coming to America, I'm going to protest here. And why don't they direct their efforts towards the Mexican government, that corrupt socialist system? Why are they protesting against us? We've been nice to them. So I'm a little annoyed by that whole protest.
What kind of immigration policy as a member of the House of Representatives would you support then?
Well, again, I would want to end welfare. I think the whole notion of telling people, don't come over here, but once you get here, bring your pregnant wife over and we'll pay for her health care, we'll pay for the baby to be born, we'll pay for your education, we'll give you WIC, we'll give you food stamps, housing, whatever else you need, we'll subsidize it. I think if I would want to get rid of the welfare policies. In fact, this whole notion of punishing employers, well, I say, yeah, if you're going to go and punish employers, then you should punish bureaucrats who give away our hard-earned tax dollars to people for free.
So the immigration policy would be to cut off welfare.
That would be the start. And I think that's what's really hurting us. That's what's closing the ERs. So it's what's hurting our the expenses that we have to incur for them. And I wouldn't mind a system where people came over and worked and went back home. I'm sure a lot of them would rather go back home when they're finished working.
Paul King with us, Libertarian candidate for Congress in the 50th District. Now, it doesn't say Libertarian on your homepage here, on paulkingforcongress.com.
Right.
Why not?
Well, because this is an open election. People can cross parties. So I just say Paul King. I say what I stand for. And I'm running as me.
Yeah, but you're going for the Libertarian Party nomination, right?
Well, yeah. I can put it on there.
Well, it doesn't say Libertarian on here. I mean, you're not embarrassed to be a Libertarian?
I am not embarrassed to be a Libertarian.
Well, why doesn't it say Libertarian on here?
I didn't make it.
It just says PaulKingForCongress.com.
Okay. Well,
all right. No, Angela, you didn't like that? Why not? I'm pointing out something on his webpage.
And I like that he didn't put anything on it.
You like that he
you
just...
You go.
All right, so you don't want him to show any party affiliation at all?
I kind of like that,
okay. Actually. All right.
See?
What do you think about Paul's presentation so far?
I kind of dig him.
See?
But I can't vote in the
district. You're not in the district.
No.
Okay. But see, you're making inroads.
See, I'm cool.
I like that. The young female crowd is with you, Paul, on this one. They're with you.
They're not usually with me, Roger, believe me.
What in your personal life, do you do? Are you a businessman, a professional person? What do you do?
Well, I'm a businessman. I have a small staffing company for nurses.
Temp staff?
Temp staff. And we supply various different hospitals up and down the coast.
So what Steve Francis did when we were talking mayor's race.
Only a fraction of the size. He's about 50 times bigger than me. He's international.
So. All right. But you're doing that here in San Diego.
I'm doing that here in San Diego and L.A. and Riverside and up the coast.
Okay. And so that's a company you've had for how long?
We've had that for 8 years. Me and my wife started it. She's a registered nurse.
Now, are you self-financed in this race, or are you getting any contributions?
I've gotten very little. I'm self-financed so far. And again, to me, it's a benefit to cost-to-benefit ratio. I wouldn't want to spend any money right now because I would want to see what that money would do for my outcome in the next election.
All right.
So until I see who I'm
running against.
Because
you are going to get the nomination on April 11th.
I am going to get the
nomination. No matter how many votes
I get or don't get.
All right. Now, in the last minute or so, just give us a blast of why you want the voters of the 50th District to vote Paul King for Congress.
Well, basically, again, I believe I want a country. Oh, gosh, do I only have a minute? I want a country where free people get together and solve their own problems. And then every once in a while they go to government and say, here's what we want you to do. Instead of a government, politicians that get together and tell us how to solve our problems and how much they're going to charge us to do it. Again, I want a choice between, do I want to live in a society where people are self-sufficient and independent, or do I want to live in a society where people are dependent on politicians and bureaucrats? That's not the society I want. That's not the one I'm working for.
Paul King for Congress, another a candidate in this crowded field in the 50th. Paul King, the only Libertarian, so he's insured of that party's nomination and will appear again on the ballot in June for the general election. All right, Paul, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Roger.
I appreciate it. 520 KOGO.